Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show, I know a lot of you guys don't have your W-2s in your hands yet. Actually, your employer has until January 31st to get those to you. So some people have them already, but they have, you know, up until January 31st to get you your W-2 forms. But once you do have those in hand, go ahead and give CPA On Duty a call and let them help you with your tax situation and get you the best refund possible. And if you have some issues, they can straighten out those issues as well. 770-732-0244 is their number. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Today is not Wednesday. I was getting ready to say today is hump day, but today is not Wednesday. Today is Tuesday. The Monday yesterday kind of threw me off, and so, but today is Tuesday, all right? And, hey, did you guys do anything special for the King holiday on yesterday? Or did you kind of just hang out and take it easy or whatever? And did you even watch the broadcast from the church on yesterday with the speakers and all that? I tell you, if you didn't watch the celebration, if you had listened to Dr. King's daughter, Bernice, man, she was powerful on yesterday. She was powerful on yesterday. Now, I went to high school with her. She was actually a year ahead of us, but we all went to the same high school, knew them very well. And Dr. King's niece was in graduated high school with me. So you know, we had close ties with the family. And I tell you, they are down to earth people. Okay? They are down to earth people. And if you ever get a chance to meet them or meet anyone within the family, hey, you'll find out the same thing. They are down to earth people. They'll talk to anybody, and you know, you'll feel differently after talking to them. I tell you that much. Okay. But anyway, I hope you guys had a great day. If you were off yesterday, I hope you had a great day off on yesterday. Back to work today. But, you know, things are good, right? Things are good. I hope you guys are feeling good tonight. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope this is going to be a very good week for you. Today's weather right now in the ATL is 39 degrees. We're looking at a low of 23 tonight. So, I don't know. It's 39 right now, talking about getting down to 23. That means you got about 16 degrees to drop. I don't know if that's going to happen tonight. But, hey, maybe so. That's what it says, right? We had a high of 40 today. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 44. 100% chance of rain, and 37 as our low. Thursday, 48 rain, 44 our low. Friday, 52 our high, 30 our low, and rain. So we're looking at rain, okay? Rain for the rest of the week. And if there are any listeners out there who are listening to the show who are in the North Georgia area, hey, you guys need to brace and get ready, because looks like you're going to have some winter weather up there tonight and tomorrow. Probably the schools are going to close tomorrow and all this stuff. You're looking at a winter storm warning, okay? A warning means it's for real, right? A warning is for real. A storm watch means that, you know, there's a possibility. But a storm warning means that, hey, get out there and get what you need from the grocery store, and get your wood inside, get the fireplace going, and get ready for probably a couple of days inside, because it's coming tonight. So all you guys in North Georgia, I hope you guys be safe and take care of yourselves up there. All right, So that's what we're doing. Let's see. Today's word of the day is expatiate. 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 Expatiate is a verb, and it means to move about freely or at will, to wander. The second meaning is to speak or write at length or in detail. That's expatiate, to move about freely or at will. Okay? Expatiate. That's a pretty good word that you guys can add to your vocabulary and run with it. All right? You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, again for tuning in to the show, 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is entitled, A Teacher in Tennessee is Accused of Having Three Kids in Her Trunk. Now, I know that you guys are interested in this story. I just grabbed a hold of this today, but I just wanted to come to you guys and try to get the real on this story, okay? And this is an African American teacher, and so I'm gonna read you the quick story. It's not a long story at all, but I'm gonna read you this quick story. Then I'm gonna give you my opinion about this. You guys can call in and give me your opinion about it as well. Okay. A school teacher accused of transporting students inside her car's trunk has denied the claim and says she was keeping children safe when she was arrested at a Tennessee service station. Andrea James, 33, had been hosting a group of children ages 8 to 10 for a weekend of fun and games at her home in Laverne, Tennessee, when police say she transported 9 of them in her Chevy Malibu, including 3 in the trunk. All right? I know you guys are thinking that, yeah, she killed 3 kids? That's what I was thinking, too, when I saw the headline. But anyway, by Monday, James was out on bond and defending herself. She claims that at no point were any children transported in her trunk. What's more, the school teacher claims she only transported 6 children, not 9, as the police say, and that the only reason she had the kids with her in the first place was to get them away from a potentially dangerous situation. She says that, and I quote, there were never 9 in my car or in the store. Never, she told the news, who James also told that the kids were never transported in the trunk. That's a complete and utter lie, she said. They were in the car and we had seat belts. They were not transported in the trunk. The school teacher also says she took the group of kids to the Speedway station after she noticed that a stranger had followed them to her house. Okay. The kids weren't safe at the time, so I transported them to a safe environment, she said. However, Laverne police believe there was nothing safe about what James did. The police says that other cops saw surveillance footage from the Speedway station that shows the vehicle pulling up to the pump just before 3 kids popped out of the trunk. Okay, we were able to view video footage of the gas pumps and observe the vehicle pull up to the gas pump and 3 children exited the trunk of the vehicle once it stopped at the gas pump. Okay, James was the school teacher was arrested and charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment. The parents of the children, including 9-year-old Joshua Rauker's mother, Regina, were called to pick them up. Okay, when the mother says that when I got there, all the kids was piled up inside her vehicle, crying, scared, was crying for their mothers, you know. I was very shocked. I was very, 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 very angry. But I kept myself together as an adult and a mom of six kids. The school teacher's first court date has been set for March the 9th. Okay, and that's the end of the story. But, you know, for right now anyway. So, what do you guys think as far as, you know, what she did? Okay, if the police got surveillance video, which, you know, that sounds pretty solid. I mean, most of these convenience store gas stations and stuff like that do have surveillance cameras, and they run 24/7, right? So if they looked at the surveillance video and saw that, you know, she pulled into the gas station, and then immediately three kids popped out of the trunk. That's, you know, that's pretty solid evidence. Pretty solid evidence. Now, she said they're lying, but that seems to be pretty solid evidence right there. And so why would you carry nine kids in your car? She said it was six. If it was six, why would they be popping? Why would they be jumping out of the trunk? I mean, I don't know why would they be jumping out of the trunk. If there were six of them, they seem like they could fit, you know, 9 to 10 years old could fit in the car. Six of them could fit on the inside of the car. But she had nine kids. But she said there were only six. Well, we don't know who's telling the truth right now. But again, if they have surveillance video saying that three of them popped out of her trunk, then I have to believe the video. Okay? So, and if they say you had nine kids, if you had nine kids and she says she only had six, so six of them... Six of the kids were in the front, and you know, in the car with her, and the other three were in the trunk. That's nine kids. And so she got arrested for that, for having these kids in the trunk of her car, transporting them in the trunk of her car. That is a very dangerous situation. And you think about if, you know, I mean, knock on wood that, you know, no one was in an accident or anything, but if someone had rear-ended her car with those kids in the trunk, okay, they telling me not to say that because I don't know if the kids were in the trunk. I'm just assuming the kids were in the trunk. What's the big deal? So if the kids were in the trunk, okay, and someone rear-ended her car while those kids were in the trunk, then that would have been a terrible situation. Imagine if you were in the trunk of a car being transported somewhere. You know, I don't care if y'all going around the block and coming back. Things can happen with you going around the block. So if you're in the trunk of the car and someone rear ends that car while you're in the trunk, what's the situation? Okay. Are you simply terrified out of your mind? I would be. And for me, you know, that'll be a bad situation for me anyway, because I'm claustrophobic. Excuse me, guys, for yawning. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, but I'm claustrophobic. So being in a trunk would have me just on the edge. Okay. And then to have another car to rear in that car and maybe pin me in the trunk or lock me in that trunk. I mean, that's like being buried alive. Right? How do you get out of that situation? How do you feel in that situation? As an actor, I couldn't even do a scene where I'm laying in a casket with it closed. I couldn't do that. I'd go crazy being in a closed area like that. Man, I'd go crazy. But, I mean, if I had to, if it was life or death situation, I guess I'd make it. But, wow, I'd just be in a real, really, really bad situation. If that was a case where I had to, you know, like crawl on my stomach, on my hands and knees or whatever, trying to get through this small, squeeze through this small space, trying to get somewhere. Oh, man. If I can't see where I'm going, the opening of where I'm going, where I'm trying to get to, I don't know if I'd make it. I'd lose my mind because I'm claustrophobic. That's me. 818-301-5834. We're talking about the school teacher who was caught, was arrested and charged. She was actually arrested and charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment. Okay, so she's in trouble. Okay, she's in a lot of trouble, and she's probably gonna get a little. I don't know if she's gonna get some time in jail or what. I don't know. I guess since she didn't really hurt anyone, maybe she'll be okay. I don't know. Y'all tell me what you think. 818-301-5834. And also, I want to apologize to all my listeners out there who were listening to the show on Friday, Free Fall Friday. And Free Fall Friday is where I allow anyone to call into the show, and you can talk about and I won't say anything because this guy on Friday who called into the show, you know, he was talking about masturbation and all this stuff, and that's not a part of my show. And again, this is live radio. I'm live right now. I do live radio, so. You know, without having someone by my side who can like screen these calls, then, you know, I don't know who's calling. There isn't any delay or anything in my show. So when people call in and want to be on the show, I let them be on the show and say what they want to say. But sometimes, you know, you get knuckleheads like that, you know, on my show. I've had this a few times, but didn't recognize the number, so I put them up on the show. And they said some things that weren't, you know, agreeable to my show. And I wanted to apologize to you guys for that and apologize about that person. Not for that person, but about that person. And want you guys to know that that's not part of my show. That's not something that I condone, agree with, or anything. So try to look past that, and we'll keep going. I tell you one thing, if I do see that number again, they'll never get any airtime on my show. Okay? Never. They'll never get any airtime. But I wanted to say that. I needed to say that. The person sitting here with me on the show today said that I needed to say something about that. And I did. So, you know, let's forgive that person and let's keep going. Okay. Now back to this school teacher. I think she may get charged. Well, she's already gotten charged, but I think she may have to do something, pay a fine, do some community service or something for what happened. Okay. And I have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I'm going to shut down here in just a minute. But I do want to say this. For all of you guys who are seeing Donald Trump all over the news and this and that, I don't know who's going to win the presidential race, but I sure hope it's not Donald Trump, I tell you. Now he's gotten endorsed by guess who? Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin. Y'all remember her. She was one that who did Obama run against his first term? McCain? John McCain, the old war veteran? He went and grabbed Sarah Palin out of Alaska, and of all places, of all people, everyone was like, "Who in the world is this lady?" They grabbed her and they dressed her up and pushed her out on the stage in front of millions of people, in front of America, and no one knew who she was. Oh, they dug into her like a tractor digs into the ground. They dug her a grave and pushed her in it, boy. I tell you, they drug her all over the United States. And she lived up to it too. I mean, she was horrible. She's gonna be the vice president, man. Come on. But Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. I mean, what, I don't know if Trump wants that or was looking for that, but who is she to endorse him? I don't know. But anyway, so I'll be searching, guys, for another great story for tomorrow or a great show tomorrow, but stay tuned because I will be popping it out there, and we will have a great show on tomorrow. Now, let's see, before I get out of here, again, I want to say thank you guys for listening to the show. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and stay warm tonight. Have a great rest of the week. Join us tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Reed. I'll see you.